Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we are pleased to be joined on the line by Matt Jones, the Minister of Affordability and Utilities for the province of Alberta. Yes, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Happy to be here.
All right, main topic we want to discuss today is we know inflation has certainly been on the minds of a lot of people, but we've got a bill going through the legislature right now that may be running a little bit of help on that front, potentially, the Inflation Relief Statutes Amendment Act. I think I got that all right there. What did you tell us a bit about what is, I guess, sort of in the bill right now?
Yeah, great question. And we know Albertans are struggling with inflation and the escalated cost of living that comes with it. They're seeing it in their gas and their groceries and their utilities. And so we wanted to come forward with immediate inflation relief while we do the work to address long-term affordability for Albertans. So our Affordability Action Plan, which is facilitated by Bill 2, provides significant broad-based relief for all Albertans. And the average Albertan household will receive an estimated $900 in benefit. And that includes up to $500 in electricity rebates. It includes 13 cents per liter in savings on gas and diesel from January to June. And it includes natural gas price protection and also the reindexing of income taxes. Beyond that, we're also targeting additional supports, direct payments to seniors, families with children, and vulnerable Albertans, acknowledging that they've been hit particularly hard by inflation.
And I know one of the things that you mentioned there was on electricity rates, and I certainly remember it was around this time last year, we had a really bad cold snap here in the region where it was like minus 40 for like a solid week or so. Then, you know, everyone had to get their heaters on, and unfortunately, we also saw some big jumps in our power bills as well when that all happened as well. What's kind of in the bill when it comes to dealing with electricity rates?
Yeah, so again, we have the electricity rebates, which are crediting electricity bills monthly. We've got $50 rebates from July of this year to December. But going forward, we've got another $200 in rebates from January to April. To address the actual prices, we are very concerned about the prices that customers on the regulated rate option are about to face. Many Albertans are on competitive contracts and have protection from price spikes through fixed rate contracts. RROs are really price takers, and they're about to pay some of the highest rates in history. So what we're doing there is we're putting in a price ceiling at 13.5 cents a kilowatt hour over January, February, and March. And it's going to essentially bank or defer those electricity charges above that 13.5 cent mark, and then spread it out over the lower cost months, April forward. And this is very much a similar mechanism to what fixed rate contracts do. They basically, you pay less in high months and it's spread over low months in return for that protection. So we're putting in a ceiling and deferral to ensure that people can have stability and afford their bills in the worst months ahead.
And I know the topic came up in the legislature recently around fuel costs. We know the province has had the fuel tax, has sort of had that not be a thing for the past little bit. What's, I guess, kind of sort of the long-term plan when it comes to dealing with the fuel taxes as part of this?
Yeah, you're right that right now Albertans are paying less at the pumps. It's currently 8.9 cents a liter, including GST, that they're saving. We're actually making this program permanent. So it will continue to provide price protection on fuel based on WTI prices on an ongoing basis. We're suspending the WTI oil price triggers that determine the level of tax applied from January to June so that Albertans will receive the full 13.6 cents per liter, including GST, discount on fuel over that period. After that, the fuel tax will be based on WTI oil prices in the previous quarter as they are now.
And I reach it up here in the northwestern part of the province is the home of a lot of many young families in particular that have really been hit by some of the inflation stuff. With the items you got in this bill here, what kind of sort of benefits can really families expect to see with all of these measures we were talking about here?
Yeah, great question. And so in addition to the broad-based relief, which is the $500 in electricity rebates, fuel tax savings, and natural gas price protection, families with children are going to receive targeted payments of $100 per child, 0 to 17, for 6 months from January to June, provided their household income is below $180,000. Because we know that families with more mouths to feed have been hit particularly hard by inflation and the associated high cost of living. We also know that children have been through quite a bit over the last 2 years, And we certainly, we don't want parents being forced to buy less food or less nutritious food. We want kids to stay in activities because they need that for their health and well-being. So again, significant targeted relief payments for families with dependent children under 18 years of age.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here at the Trendy 55 Hot Seat, we always like to throw in a little personal question to kind of show that, hey, these politicians are people too. Of course, we are coming up on the holiday season. A lot of people maybe have interesting traditions with their families this time of year. What about you in your household? What are some kind of things that you and your family are up to around this around the holidays?
Well, I've got four kids, so I'm looking forward to spending as much time with them as possible. We like to play board games and decorate Christmas cookies and just do all the things that your average listener probably does to enjoy the Christmas season with their family.
Definitely sounds like you'll get a lot to do over the holidays with that. Anyhow, Matt Jones, the Minister of Affordability and Utilities for the province of Alberta, thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.